Once Hunted, a Riley Page Mystery, Book 5. Written by Blake Pierce. Narrated by Lane Wise.
Prologue.
Special Agent Riley Page's speeding car shattered the silence of Fredericksburg's dark streets. Her 15-year-old daughter was missing. But Riley was more furious than frightened. She had a good idea where April was, with her new boyfriend, 17-year-old high school dropout Joel Lambert. Riley had tried her best to put a stop to the relationship, but she hadn't been successful. Tonight, that's going to change, she thought, with determination. She parked in front of Joel's home, a run-down little house in an unsavoury neighbourhood. She'd been here once before, and had given Joel an ultimatum to stay away from her daughter. He'd obviously ignored it. There wasn't a single light on in the house. Maybe nobody was even inside. Or maybe what Riley would find in there would be more than she could handle. She didn't care. She banged on the door.
"Joel Lambert, open up!" she yelled.
There were a few moments of silence. Riley banged on the door again. This time she heard muttered curses inside. The porch light came on. Still chained, the door opened a few inches. In the light from the porch, Riley could make out an unfamiliar face. It was a bearded, strung-out-looking man of about 19 or 20.
"What do you want?"
the man asked groggily.
"I'm here for my daughter," Riley said.
The man looked puzzled.
"You got the wrong place, lady," he said.
He tried to shut the door, but Riley kicked it so hard that the safety chain broke loose and the door flew open.
"Hey!"
the man yelled. Riley stormed inside. The house looked much as it had the last time she'd been here, a horrible mess filled with suspicious odours. The young man was tall and wiry. Riley detected a family resemblance between him and Joel, but he wasn't old enough to be Joel's father.
"Who are you?" she asked. "I'm Guy Lambert," he replied.
"Joel's brother," Riley guessed.
"Yeah, who the hell are you?"
Riley whipped out her badge. "Special Agent Riley Page, FBI," she said. The man's eyes got wide with alarm.
"FBI? Hey, there's got to be some kind of mistake here."
"Are your parents here?" Riley said. Guy Lambert shrugged.
"Parents? What parents?
Joel and I are on our own here." Riley was hardly surprised. The last time she'd been here, she'd suspected that Joel's parents were out of the picture. What had become of them, she couldn't possibly guess.
"Where's my daughter?" Riley said. "Lady, I don't even know your daughter."
Riley took a step toward the nearest doorway. Guy Lambert tried to block her way.
"Hey, aren't you supposed to have a search warrant?" he asked.
Riley thrust him aside.
"I'm making the rules right now," she snarled.
Riley went through the door into a dishevelled bedroom. No one was there. She continued through another door into a filthy bathroom and another door that connected to a second bedroom. Still no one. She heard a voice call out from the living room.
"Hold it right there."
She hurried back into the living room. Now she saw that her partner, Agent Bill Jeffries, was standing in the front doorway. She had called for his help before she'd left home. Guy Lambert was slumped on the sofa, looking despondent.
"This guy seemed to be heading out," Bill said. "I just made it clear that he should wait here for you."
"Where are they?" Riley demanded of Lambert. "Where are your brother and my daughter?"
"I've got no idea."
Riley seized him by the T-shirt and hauled him to his feet.
"Where are your brother and my daughter?" she repeated.
When he said, "I don't know," she slammed him against the wall. She heard Bill let out a groan of disapproval. Doubtless he was worried that Riley might get out of control. She didn't care. Completely panicked now, Guy Lambert spit out an answer.
"They're just down on the next block on this street. 1334.
Riley released him. Without another word, she stormed out the front door as Bill followed after her. Riley had her flashlight out and was checking the house numbers.
"It's this way," she said.
"We've got to call for some help," Bill said.
"We don't need back."